Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hey. Sorry.
You're ready to go.
Okay, so welcome.
Indeed.
How's it going so far?
It's pretty good. I'm a little tired. For some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been working out.
You've been working out. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a very responsible and healthy thing to do. Cheers to you.
Indeed. I've already lost a couple pounds.
Oh, good. I see you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That is important. I've been losing weight myself.
Me,
yeah.
Can
you
get
change.
Some exercise. You know, that makes
and
you feel
healthy.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but, you know, get some exercise. You don't have to eat well,
you
but if you exercise, if you exercise, it will offset what you eat. That's not healthy. So keep that
and
in mind,
it will
listeners.
Offset. If you exercise and eat clean, it will be even better. But some people like to eat clean and not work out as much. Some people like to work out and not eat clean as much. I can dig it either way. Making the best choices for your body and your temperament. So I'm cool with that. I like good food, so.
You can cut back.
So I can dig
you don't that. Have to eat, like, healthy all the time. Man. It's cool to cut back, though.
Yeah, yeah. You can have, you know, days where you cheat, I guess. But yeah, that's good. So.
Always.
Last week, we left off talking about basically the state of the league right now.
Yep.
And you guys know I feel passionately about the state of the league right now. But I feel like this is the perfect conversation to be having because we just had game 6 yesterday of the NBA Finals 2015.
Yeah, we did.
And now it is no longer just Chef Curry with the pot, boy. It is Chef Curry with the ring, boy. I'm very happy about this.
Why did you do
and
that?
So,
that was like on the list of like your worst achievements. That was terrible.
You know me. This is who I am, okay? You
that was pretty bad.
Take it or leave
that
it.
Was like,
take it or leave it, okay? This is who I, listeners, this is who I am. You guys should know this by now. So, I'm very happy about this. So I think this is a great time to talk about, you know, to continue our conversation, especially in light of what happened yesterday, and especially in light of all of the debates that have been going on as a result of this series, particularly because we have a team like the Golden State Warriors in juxtaposition to an individual like LeBron James and the followings and the opinions and the passions that that people have. So, Jay, I will let you give your thoughts first about the series. What you liked, what you didn't like, what surprised you, what you saw coming.
Okay.
And
it's funny.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. It's funny because, like, you know, I love, like, using social media, like, during these times because, you know, there's always these people that people know their stuff. Then there's some people that just, they think they know their stuff. They claim that everybody else doesn't know their stuff. They're like, run. Cool. I respect that. He's the best man in the world. Hey,
I can't hear you.
I was on the phone.
Okay.
Or with my hand over it. I'm sorry. But yeah, his stats prove that he's, you know, the best player in the world. His stats prove that. But people are actually like thinking that he was going to do it himself. And the funny part is when Kevin Love and Kyrie were out. and LeBron won that game, they were still like, yeah, LeBron's going to, he's still going to do it because he's just LeBron. You know, they didn't take into account that Golden State was turning the ball over. They didn't have a great game. And mm-hmm. I said, as soon as they get that stuff together, it's going to be over.
Yeah.
And it's funny how, like, when Golden State started winning, then they started to talk about how LeBron was doing all by himself. He didn't have no help. So I just mm-hmm. like seeing how people just flip it. And then mm-hmm. they talk about the calls and, you know, all that stuff. So
yeah.
It was cool. It was quite rewarding seeing that.
Because
mm-hmm. I was right, you know. I know what I know. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's no better feeling than knowing that you're right. So there you have it.
There you have it. No, I can respect that. And I agree. You know, you guys have heard me say it before. I will say it again. I am not a LeBron fan. However, I will never discount someone's talent. He is clearly an amazing basketball player. I've never said that he's not an amazing basketball player. Have said that I don't think he has the most heart in the game. I don't think he has the most drive in the game. He has increased, in my opinion, but that's a whole other debate. You know, we talked about that. But pretty much it's the same thing. I think that it's funny watching the people who are LeBron fans, and then they call everybody else haters, sort of grasping for excuses when things didn't go the way that they wanted it to go. And I think you hit the nail on the head with that. You have to understand that somebody like LeBron is a powerful weapon to have on your team. However, basketball is still a team sport. So no amount of you being a freakish athlete or having the basketball IQ of, you know, the gods is going to change the fact that it's a team sport. And there have been people who have been able to take teams that were lacking and make amazing things happen. That is not what happened here. But you know what? I think that especially Game 6 highlighted one of my biggest reasons for not liking LeBron. When he saw the end of that tunnel coming and there was not a ring at it, he did not leave everything on the court. And that is one of my biggest qualms with him. I could tell about 3 minutes before the game was over. He stopped playing with heart. You could just see him already checked out of the game. And that's a problem to me. Like, I think the whole team kind of lost heart. I think that they sort of tried to come back.
My problem with that is, like, you can say that, but you know LeBron. Like, that dude was tired, man. Like, that's my look at it. He was tired. And when you carry a team for 6 games, you know, you can get a little frustration probably sat in. And plus, mm-hmm. he was spent, like, emotionally and physically. He gave it all. Like, I can't fault him for that. But, I don't know about that.
I agree that he should have been tired because if you're working that hard, you're going to be tired. I bet everybody was tired. And my thing is that
when you look at someone averaging 38 in like both in double digit rebounds and assists for the series, like I can't say that he just quit. Like
no.
Plus the game was out of hand too. So
you could see it in his face. There's a difference between being tired, looking like you're defeated. And as the greatest, but being defeated and having an attitude before it's over, that's the type of ball
that
I don't like.
That game was over.
As a matter of fact, when we were watching the game, it was three. We had a couple minutes left, and they only needed 9 points to be ahead. That game was over. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying for the greatest player in the world,
until
the very end, that's what tells me that you still haven't made it. Because you just checked out. You can see it
I'm
on
sorry,
the face.
Kim.
You
I'm sorry.
I argue about this all day. But you can see it.
We can. No. That game was over, Kim. That game, they were down about 15 with like 3 minutes ago. That game was over. They made a run at it.
It wasn't, though.
That game
That's
was,
the thing.
Man.
That's the thing. It wasn't, though. They closed that gap. It was less than 10 points. It was less than 10 points. It was something like 92-101 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what the score was when I looked up, and LeBron was just checked out. And I was just like, what? Like, okay, I understand that you can see this loss coming just like everybody else, but you don't just check out. You don't be a sore loser. You don't just, you know, be the first one in the locker room and you know what I mean? Like, that's the type of thing that I don't like. I can't hear you again.
When you when the game's over, you usually substitute players and put in the scrubs. And that's what happened. The game was over.
I understand that tactic, but I'm saying you can see in your face, like, okay, fine, you're hurt, but don't go into poor loser mode like he does. And then, but beyond that, the fact remains that on top of that, we all know that ESPN is basically the LeBron X in most cases. I thought it was funny. I woke up this morning and everybody was talking about LeBron steal, about how he was he had amazing stats, but I think that what's important here is that he's the first player to have those type of stats and still lose. Why wasn't that the headline? Like, why are we still talking about him in the focus and all the great things that he done when he still lost? And that's part of my issue. That's part of, but they didn't say, but the headline wasn't he's the first one to do this and lose. It was just he's the first one to do this. I think that it's interesting that he's the first one to do it and lose. And I think that that's, again, a sign of where the league is that I don't like. And maybe part of it is due to media. Because Golden State is now, what, the third most winning team in the series?
They played that a lot. They showed that stat a lot.
I saw it
they showed that stat
in a tweet.
Multiple times.
It was either the Bleacher Report or somebody else. But the headlines that I saw from ESPN were about LeBron. And like I said, I won't take away from him that he's an awesome player, but I think that there's something to be said about a team sport remaining a team sport. I mean, if you want to be it in your industry, be Mike Phelps. You know what I mean? Like, he is the most awarded Olympian in ever now, right? Is that still the case? And
who's that?
He is Mike Phelps. And
yeah,
he can be an island to himself because he is the only one that he has to count on. So if he wants to go around saying, I'm the top athlete in the world, he can do that because he's in a sport that is more or less a solo sport. But I just don't like the attitude of basketball players walking around like they don't need four other people on the court at all times to even have the stats that they have. You wouldn't even have the stats that you have if it wasn't for those other four people on the court,
regardless of what you're
you can't play basketball by yourself, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
else is doing anything, you are. Nobody else is doing anything, you are. And that's what happened.
Well, you can't have a shot if there's nobody to catch the ball and shoot it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't even have most of the stats that you have without somebody else there working beside you. And
so
that's what a lot of people
literally, and I'm speaking figuratively.
Yeah.
Figuratively speaking, he had no help. That's a fact. I'm the best player in the world, that doesn't mean that y'all the hell with the rest of y'all. That means that anytime you have the best player in the world, you have a chance to win. He's confident.
That's what he said. I had no problem with that. They still lost.
Except,
so
look where we are.
Know.
And
right.
Now he's 2-4, right?
Yeah.
So, apparently, there are other factors at play here besides you being the quote-unquote best player in the world right now.
Oh,
he hasn't gone as far to say.
Without a doubt.
He hasn't gone as far to say that he's the greatest of all time. Although a lot of his following has said that he's the greatest of all time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not what we're debating
yeah.
because he hasn't said that. He at least has
right.
had the respect to not say that, which I can respect. Again, I appreciate him for that because as soon as he opens that can of worms, there will be nothing that can be said in my mind that can redeem him as far as whatever happens. I think that it is wonderful that Golden State has won. They deserved it. I think that
yeah,
the fact that they got it when playing against LeBron is something to be said because even if the rest of the team was not at their best, you're still fighting against not just a great player, but a whole image, a whole, like, it's like a superhero. It's like Superman. Even on Superman's bad days, you're going to step to him a little lightly because he's Superman. So if we want to say that LeBron is indeed the greatest player in the world, it's even more amazing that they did some of the things that they did. And I also want to remind the listeners, if you happen to be one of those people that's a hardcore fan, and you're just like, oh, LeBron is my dude, or Steph is my dude, or Iguodala. I can never get his name right, but he is becoming one of my favorite players. Anyway, if you want to say that that's my dude, and you want to, like, call everybody else haters and, like, people are dead to you because of things that they say, I want to remind you that all of those mugs are in the Millionaire and Billionaires Club together. Like, after the game, they're cool. So I just want to remind you guys, don't, like, lose your favorite cousin because you're rooting for these guys. But, like, people were unfriending people on Facebook in my timeline, and I was like, well, okay, it is serious, but it's not that serious. But yeah, I just think that it's, I think it's interesting where the league has come. I mean, true, things, the game has evolved since it was created. So there's that. And also, I think that there's something to be said about the fact that when basketball first started, they didn't even have, like, they didn't have the three-point shot. So there wasn't a division there. Like, I think the stats, as far as, like, the greatest of all time, I think something that is being forgotten by a lot of the people that say that. Now, some people they're saying it from an educated viewpoint. I think a lot of people forget that there were players that were playing back in the day who didn't even have a three-point shot to add to their statistics. Like, the rules were even different back then. So things would look a little different if it was still played by the same rules or if we had the rules that we have now back then.
It's so many similarities. You can say that about them not having that back then, but you can say that they didn't have, like, set offenses and defenses back then, and they have those now.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't just be able to do whatever you want like you were back then. Plus, it's more parity now than it was back then. Whereas you had Will Chamberlain, who was 7 feet, you know, being guarded by dudes that were, like, 6'6", and he was just powering over. So it's a whole bunch of different factors. That's why I never – you can just go by the greatest of – You're in your mind. It's not going to be a way to go. That's why I just try to stay away from it. But then I get drawn back into it when people start talking about it. Of course, you know, when somebody says LeBron is the GOAT, I'm going to, you know, say Kobe. I'm going to say, you know, MJ and say that he's not better than them. Of course I'm going to do that when I'm provoked.
Right.
But if I'm not provoked, I try not to
to go there.
Right.
It is. I think that the entrance of the LeBron-esque athlete has sort of put sports in the same boat as politics and what are the things you're not supposed to talk about in friendly, like politics, race, and sports now? Like, that's not a safe zone. But on a larger scale, I do think that basketball has, because of the immense wealth and fame that now accompanies some of these kids, like, some of these kids are coming out right away after 1 year of college, and
that's because of a reason why we had this conversation before, but I'm not going to go there. You know, we're just going to talk about what we're going to talk about right now. Let's just say that.
We do need to go back there, though, because there have been some changes in the state of affairs in that argument. But go on. You're right. That would be like a knockdown. That would be so bad.
Yeah, that's why they're coming out early, right?
That's part of the reason that they're coming out early. And I talked about this with my cousin because, you know, MLB is basically the only major sports league in the United States where they're still getting kids real young. But even with them, a lot of them are working their way up. So they don't start in the major league.
Right.
So they
Unless
still
they're just
have
like
time
really,
to mature.
Really super good.
Right, really like alien. So but basketball doesn't have that. And I think that's part of the problem too. A lot of these kids, they're coming from some interesting backgrounds. I mean, you get dropped on millions of dollars. You're like 20, and now you're exactly. And you get a big head. You get cocky. You get you get like my cousin is he keeps all these random facts, sort of like you, JB. And he was saying like it's not. And I think you've actually said this too. So he was saying, like, it's not LeBron's fault that, like, because when he first came into the league, he had a shoe deal right away, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I have forgotten.
He
kind of
had, like, a deal with Adidas when he was in high school, kind of.
Yeah.
He had his, like,
exactly.
own
and
shoe.
And I had forgotten that. Right. And so it's, like, that's a lot to have on your shoulders and remain a reasonable, level-headed, humble person. So there are layers, true, but it's like you just had to have that interview and be like, well, I'm confident because I'm the best player in the world. That's why, with the face, and then you lose.
I appreciate it. I actually was in favor of it just because he's usually very humble in his talk mm-hmm. to the media. He's really, really grounded, and after a while, that stuff gets to you. You're annoyed.
You're gonna
piece somebody out. You're gonna be like, I'm the best friend in the world. I'm confident. What you want me to say?
See?
So,
you're super competitive too. So there's that. Like you like to see. Sometimes you just it's like the zoo, right? You know that the lions have to be caged, but every now and again you like to see them run up to the glass and roar. And I guess that's why so many people were like, yeah. You be about that. You know what? You shut them down. Like, it doesn't matter what's going on.
In the most nicest way possible.
Yeah.
You know, there's some other players, former players, that would have just had a whole bunch of,
that's true.
You know, so.
And you can tell from his, you can tell from his face that he, in his head, he was like, bleep, 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 bleep. Even I have to say that, you know me, Jay. You know that I live for the debate. I mean, so if there were no LeBrons in this world, what would I really have to argue about?
Exactly.
I love to hate him. I will admit it. I'm one of those people. Well, I'm not a hater. Like I said, I give to him that he's an amazing athlete. But I do kind of love to hate him. Like, sort of like.
Yeah. Mine's been ever since he went to Miami.
That's
what mine started.
Because it's just like, come on, man. You don't need another one down here. Come on. Like, but even with that, though, he's got a long way to go to get his winning percentage back up, when it comes to finals appearances, doesn't he? He's something at like, he's at like 33% now, which is terrible. So, you know, you got to keep working. Got to keep working at it, LeBron. Maybe you should pick better teams to go to. Did you see what I tweeted? But somebody made a meme and was like, I'm leaving again.
Oh. Well.
Had a minute.
He wants to go back home, man. You know, you can't fault him for that.
This is what happened.
And, you know, who knows? If Love and Kyrie were there, they might have, it might have been a different outcome.
Might have been different.
You never know. So I don't like that part. But, you know, what you see, what you get, what happens, happens, you know. Hey, there's always next year. But the thing about that is, he's not a spring chicken anymore. It's funny how the time is flying. That was his 12th year in the league. You know, even though he still came out of high school, he's about to be 31, I think, 32. So, you know. Time is starting to wind down, whereas at first you were like, he's still in his 20s, he has time, you know? Never know how much time.
You know what? That's true. That is true.
Body starts to wear down, all those grinds, all them long seasons. So,
he doesn't seem to be breaking down like Kobe yet. I mean, obviously Kobe's got time on him, but I don't even know if he will break down in the same way. Like, Kobe just out of the blue became made of glass. Like, I don't know what's going on with him, but he needs to hang it up. Like, it's
oh yeah,
time.
I agree.
It's past time.
I agree.
Past
you know, Ali went over past his time. You know, Jordan came back when he didn't need to. He didn't look too bad when
sure
he came
did.
Back.
But still, come
you
on,
know?
Guy. Come on, it's not like just why.
A lot of people go past their prime, you know. Hey, that competitive and love for the game. What makes you laugh?
You can't let it go. Yeah, I guess. They need to let it go, though. For real. Go out while you're on top. Even if you're not on the top, just bow out gracefully.
Right. Sometimes it's that drive. You know that if you can stay healthy, you would be good. He's been really good when he's healthy. Problem is, can't stay healthy. It's not like when he's playing bad. So when he plays, he's good. But when you only play about 10, 15 games out of 82, it's not a good look.
Right, that's not at all. Well, we are coming down to the wire. This has been a good talk. Reach out to us, guys. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about what we're discussing and what you'd like to hear about. So last words. I feel like I said what I need to say about the league. I don't think that it is what it used to be, but hey, nothing is. Music isn't what it used to be.
No. It's very
TV isn't what it used to be.
Sometimes you just got to, you know, you got to appreciate the classic eras and, you know, nothing's going to be like it was. Sometimes it's just not better. Sometimes we just, our perception changes. You know, when we're kids, of course it's going to be better. Because it's newer and fresh. So, I don't know. I guess we can just enjoy, take as much joy in what we can and, you know. That's all I
guess. I guess I do need to let go. I mean, and let's be honest. I'm probably romanticizing the fact that back in the day, the Pistons were good, and that's my team. So who knows? Maybe one day the Pistons
they'll
will come back. They'll stop rebuilding, and they will be rebuilt.
Maybe they'll be downtown soon.
That'll be great. I think that'll be awesome. All right, well, I think we're done. The time goes by so fast.
Yeah.
Same time.
Thank you all for listening.
Next week. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Peace.